It's Friday, the 9th of November, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is entitled, Not Such a Successful Fireworks Night. Every year, the town that we live in has a big professional firework display right in the centre of our town in the park. And last year, we took both kids down to it. The geek son was only one. The geek daughter was obviously four. And they both had a really good time. We'd bought them some ear defenders and we turned up and put the ear defenders on and they both just sat entranced watching the fireworks. The geek son was in his pushchair, which I reclined back slightly so he could see what was going on. The geek daughter was on the geek daddy's shoulders and they both just watched the whole thing in awe. It was fabulous. This year, we had some friends staying with us last weekend, which is when the display was, and I suggested that we all go down and watch the fireworks, and I was fairly confident that it would all go well because we'd had a really good experience last year. So we wrapped up well. Our friends had also got some ear protectors for their son, and we headed off down to the park. Now, the only thing that we'd done last year that I didn't think we had done too well was we hadn't realised that there were going to be rides and things at the park. So we turned up and the geek daughter immediately wanted to go on the roundabouts and go on the slide, and we didn't really have the time for it. So that caused a certain amount of friction and a little bit of crying, although she forgot all about it when the fireworks started. So this year I planned to turn up with enough time to do some rides and then see the fireworks and come home. And that's kind of where it all went wrong, because I was sure I'd read something somewhere that said it was on between 5 and 7. So in my head, I thought, well, the fireworks will probably start about 6:30. So if we sort of get ready and get out the door somewhere around 5:30, it'll probably all work out okay. We actually ended up turning up at the park at about 6:15 to find out that they weren't starting the fireworks until 7:15. So we had an hour and a half to kill in the park with the three kids. And when we got there, there was literally a single small roundabout, which all the kids went on straight away. And there was one of these giant inflatable slide things, which the geek daughter was desperate to go on. So we let her go on that. And then that caused problem with the geek son because he saw her going on it and he was like, I want to go on that too, and didn't really like the no, you're too small answer. So we had a certain amount of trauma at that point. But once we'd done that, we were left with a whole load of time to kill. So we actually ended up going into the children's playground part of the park and letting the kids play on the climbing frame and the swings and the other stuff in the dark. Wasn't ideal because it had been raining, so everything was wet. So they all ended up wet and cold as well as tired. So they weren't in the best frame of mind and we were just killing time. And eventually we went on the roundabout another couple of times and then it was time for the fireworks. So we got in place, grabbed some food for the grown-ups and got ready to enjoy the show. And unfortunately, when it started, it all went a bit horribly wrong. The geek daughter flatly refused to put her ear defenders on, but then spent the entire display getting very upset and thinking our house was going to burn down. The geek son had his ear defenders on, but was still getting upset and still crying, and I wasn't quite sure what was the matter until I realised that he was actually putting his hands over his eyes and it became clear that he just didn't want to see or hear the fireworks. So I ended up having to put the hood of the pushchair up and turning him around to face me so he couldn't see the fireworks, at which point he started pointing at my cheeseburger. So I ended up feeding him half my cheeseburger, which did seem to cheer him up. So that was obviously part of the problem. And unfortunately, our friend's son also didn't react very well to the fireworks and ended up with his mum taking him right to the back of the park to just give him a big old cuddle. And he just buried into her for the whole duration of the thing. So it wasn't the best of experiences, it had to be said. And I must say, I'm thinking next year of just walking down to the end of our road. I think we can probably see the fireworks from there. And if the kids don't like it, we can just go back indoors again. So yeah, better luck next year, hey? You can find my blog in written format at www.geekmummy.com, and you can find all the other audio editions of my posts at audio